Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. We've got to discuss this Supreme Court decision that looks like it sides with the Biden administration as a matter of law. But politically, I think it's a big problem for Biden and the Democrats. Here's what we know. The state of Texas has been putting razor wire up near the Rio Grande on the U.S.-Mexico border, but on state of Texas soil, trying to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing over and continuing to flood into this country. Now, it is the position of Texas that these razor wire emplacements are meant to deal with a problem that the federal government has essentially left unfilled as a role, that there's been a nullification of sorts of immigration law by the Biden administration. And so there is an ongoing invasion. The state of Texas is in a state of emergency, and it must act to defend its sovereignty and to defend the state of Texas. The Biden approach to all this, of course, is to stop Texas from trying to stop illegal immigration. Why would they want to do that? Well, the way that they're going about it at this point is having Border Patrol remove these razor wire emplacements. And they've said that this is because the razor wire interferes with their ability to do their job, according to the Biden White House, which filters this through DHS and Mayorkas and all the way down to frontline Border Patrol agents. So they're cutting the razor wire. It's not just that they're not putting up razor wire, meaning Border Patrol under Biden in these areas. They are removing it actively in places where Texas and the Texas National Guard, among other law enforcement agencies, have determined it would be particularly helpful for them to have some kind of a barrier. And that is what the Razor Wire acts as in these cases, a barrier of sorts to prevent entry. So the Supreme Court looked at this. No opinion beyond the vote. I think it was an interlocutory appeal. And the Supreme Court came down 5-4, agreeing with the Biden White House on this one. Now, I think this is wrong. Obviously, four Supreme Court justices thought that the Biden regime shouldn't be able to remove this razor wire. But five, sadly, Amy Coney Barrett and Roberts, they went along with this because it all rests on the lie that this razor wire is stopping the federal government from doing its job. The federal government under Biden has refused to do its job on issues of immigration, actively refused to do its job. And now it's claiming, oh, we would only do the job if you would remove this razor wire. I mean, this has gone so far as to have the Biden DHS claiming that there were three migrants who drowned because of the state of Texas actions to secure the border. State of Texas totally disagrees with this, says that it's outlandish to suggest that they are responsible for these three deaths. And really, what's responsible for the deaths is the open borders policy of the Biden administration that encourages so many illegals to continue to pile into the United States. Until the incentive structure changes, until people who are considering crossing illegally into America think that there is even a better than 50-50 chance that they will be deported. And right now, the chance is almost zero. It's like a 2% or a 5% chance they'll be deported. But if we can get to a place where it changes the calculation, then you won't have the same numbers of people trying to come into the country illegally. Now, Democrats are even being forced to recognize that this is a problem for them because the American people see it as a problem. But what could be a more clear example of what the Biden White House is all about? As they say, they want to secure the border and we're a nation of laws. The truth here is we are being told by the Biden White House and unfortunately by five members of the Supreme Court that the law means that the lawlessness of the Biden administration must be unimpeded and that they will use the law to prevent people from enforcing the law on immigration. You know, you start to see how circular and crazy this whole thing is. But it's important that people have a real understanding of this and see it for what it is. And Biden has effectively nullified and no longer cares to even, based on his actions, even make a pretense of securing this border. And it's because the Democrats think that this will put the Republican Party, limited government, constitutionalism on a path to extinction. Because they're just going to bring in so many people from the third world. They tell us that being an American is this super valuable thing, but then people get to come here and basically be American with not even so much as a buy you or leave. I mean, they just show up and they're, access to the same law enforcement, the same same hospitals. They get to, get jobs and no, they can't. Yeah, they do. There are millions of illegals that are working in the country. You know, how precious a thing is it really to be an American if you can become an American for all intents and purposes other than voting? And that's going to change as soon as Democrats can. Just by showing up here, by breaking our laws. You can become an American now, as far as Democrats are concerned, by breaking our laws and seizing what they believe is theirs, which is the right to our resources, the right to our protection, and the right to be in this country. What does it even mean to be an American in this context? You start to ask that, you start to wonder. So are we just the world's soup kitchen and welfare ward? Is that what America has turned into? It's starting to feel like it. All right, look, this couldn't come at a better time given the weaponization of the left. It is a membership program that provides legal defense for your constitutional rights called Patriot Defender. Patriot Defender, if you become a member, will provide you with no cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and your way of life. Speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates, suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. Right to free speech is denied. You suffer consequences. Your legal defense is covered. Patriot Defender is where you got to go. Go to PatriotDefender.com, PatriotDefender.com. They also provide open and concealed carry self-defense. Your right to defend yourself, your family, that's covered by Patriot Defender, too. They'll also provide you with IRS audit assistance. So if your business, your income, or your reputation are harmed due to the weaponization of government entities, it's happening a lot these days, you'll have a no-cost legal defense from Patriot Defender. Go to PatriotDefender.com. I'm a partner in this business. I'm a believer in what they do. Check them out today. PatriotDefender.com. Now, when many of you hear this, I'm just going to go out because I'm recording this in advance of the results being in for New Hampshire. But Nikki Haley will have lost the New Hampshire primary to Donald Trump by a substantial margin. I think that she should step out. Or step down, suspend the campaign, whatever it may be. I don't see how her staying in this race serves any purpose. In fact, I think it's damaging to the long-term political prospects of Nikki Haley, meaning for 2028 and beyond, if she goes all the way to South Carolina, her home state, only to be humiliated by Donald Trump. So I think that will be that. I know people are also making a big deal out of this Democrat who's running against Joe Biden in New Hampshire. Biden's not really on the ballot in New Hampshire. They moved to South Carolina. They're trying to repeat 2020 for Biden, where the party consolidates around him, starting in South Carolina, the Democrat Party. And then it's all just, effectively decided from there. I'm just saying this. I know that the Trump polls all look great right now against Biden. I know there are people who think that somehow Biden's not going to be the nominee. I think that's wrong. And I think that we are going to see a ramp up in coverage of all things Trump is, the insurrectionist, that is going to be truly mind blowing. And it will be tedious, and it will, for a lot of us, look like it's desperation. But unfortunately, you got to remember the media, the Democrat media, they can just saturate the airwaves. They can flood the zone. And that is the plan here. So I don't think we should make sure we don't underestimate them going forward. That's my takeaway on that one. Our U.S. dollar is the currency the world relies on for trading, just as you rely on it for paying your bills and saving for the future. But here's a thought that some very well-informed individuals want you to be aware of. The dollar is really not on very stable ground over the long term. One of these voices is former Wall Street insider Tika Tiwari, who's released a video exposing some deep concerns within our government. You can see this video online. He believes what he has discovered could trigger a big financial crisis. But decide for yourself. Watch the video. Do your own homework on this one. Tika is exposing all the details in this online video that he wants you to see. It's controversial, but he wants you to know because he thinks there are three steps you need to take to prepare. Go to moveyourcashnow.com to watch the video the government doesn't want you to see, but you need to see. That's moveyourcashnow.com, moveyourcashnow.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research. If you enjoy this video, by the way, please hit the subscribe button. We're trying to do a new YouTube project here. We have a new channel. So if you're listening on audio, we have a whole new YouTube channel. Type in Buck Sexton or the Buck Brief. And obviously, that's what we call this at the top because we got to differentiate with the radio show and other things I'm doing. So Buck Brief is this now. And we really appreciate you subscribing. If you can, share some of the clips on your Facebook or if you're on Twitter, on Twitter. And talk to you in the next episode. Shields high. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.